My name's Kieran Fitzpatrick. I'm from Cookie Dough, that's spelled D-O, father. And we are an easy-to-bake cookie business.
How does it feel to be one of the 60-odd finalists in Grow with Aldi? The fact that you've been chosen out of hundreds of entries, your product will be across their stores and over 145 shops nationwide.
It gives us great confidence in the product and in ourselves, I suppose. You know, as a small business, sometimes you question everything, really. That's part of your job. And with such an established brand like Aldi, it's great to have such a major retailer like that have that confidence in your product as well. My family, going back generations, are from the Aran Islands, just off the coast of Galway in Inishmore. My parents moved to Dublin and I grew up in Dublin, but we would have grown up speaking Irish in the house, and I went to all Irish schools.
You grew up speaking Irish, so speaking English right now is a bit of an effort.
A little bit, I suppose, yeah. So I suppose Irish, our first words, myself and my siblings, our first words would have been in Irish, Oscuelga. We would have grown up listening and watching Cool Car in the mornings. And then as we grew up and went to school, we would have picked up a little bit of English from our friends.
So your family and your grandparents were native born Irish speakers living on the Aran Islands. And your love of that Irish language led you on to opening up a Irish speaking cafe. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've been involved with an Irish-speaking cafe based in Talla Village. There's a fantastic Cumann Gaeilge in Talla. A lot of people have put in a lot of effort to getting this cafe up and running. My mother would have been, I suppose, one of the drivers of that part of the business. And it's fantastic to be able to have a space, because there's a huge growth in the Irish language in Dublin at the moment. And it's great to have a space where you can communicate Oscuelga without forcing it. You walk in, the staff speak Irish. We don't expect everyone to be fluent. We hope that everyone has a cúpla focal. We encourage it. We try to teach it when we can. And it is definitely encouraged as you walk in to say diaguit instead of hello, and to use whatever cúpla focal you have to order your coffee.
So you have a passion not just for the Irish language, but also for quality food. And tell us about working with Aldi, getting your cookie dough, and it is exactly that, it's dough, on the shelves. Tell us about that process with Grow with Aldi.
So the cookie dough brand and the product is a bit of a pandemic passion project. It kind of started around this time last year.
A what?
A pandemic passion project. And essentially, as we kind of started to develop the brand and the product, the Grow with Aldi thing kind of fell onto my lap almost. It was an Instagram ad that I opened up and said, you know what, we have a product, it's retail friendly, we should go for this. And it was just a couple of weeks before that I had actually worked with a former Grow with Aldi business, and they spoke so highly of the project. I knew that as a small business moving towards bigger multiple retailers, that Aldi was a good option for that. The Grow with Aldi program gave us, I suppose, the opportunity to take a homemade product, because that's what it is. It was made at home in the small cafe kitchen without any huge retail experience behind it. And the Grow with Aldi program helped us take a homemade product and get it onto the shelves.
So we're here at your cookie bakery and we're going to go inside, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in.
We're walking into the cookie bakery. This is exciting. And we've got lots of ovens. I can see the cookie dough. I can see a bowl full of chocolate. What do we have here?
So what you're walking into now is the production space for the cookie dough. At the moment, we have all of our fresh ingredients ready to go. It's all bought from local businesses around the country. We use real Irish butter, which is the big part of our recipe that makes it uniquely Irish and uniquely special. Particularly just because of the flavor of Irish dairy, you really do notice the difference, particularly in cookies.
And it is amazing. Grass-fed cows, which is just normal in this country, in parts of America would be considered exotic and fancy. Are simple, basic produce is of such high quality, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose using the Irish butter helps us connect to that to a certain extent. Cookies would be almost a uniquely American product, particularly our cookie. The recipe is inspired by American cookies.
So that's crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Absolutely, yeah. So when you bite into it, the edge of the cookie has that crispiness to it, but the inside is chewy. I'm definitely a messy baker. In terms of making cookies, we have perfected the recipe over years, making it for customers, because that has been part of our business for a long time.
And people would come in especially for the cookies?
Most of them would have a cookie with their tea or coffee.
They would, so they're pretty good.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's definitely been well tested. To make things as simple and as clean as possible in the kitchen, our cookie dough is packaged specifically to make it as easy as possible. So all you do is you take a knife and you slice the cookie dough to whatever size you want, although we do have perfectly measured lines on the packaging to make everything perfectly consistent. All you do is you slice, remove the packaging, put them on a tray, and then into the hot oven. Bue and Tharva and Triblod, the product is worth the effort.
So Kieran, you've got a very, very large Kenwood mixer, but it's not a Kenwood mixer, is it?
It's not a regular Kenwood mixer, no. So it's a commercial mixer. It just does a great job of taking a bigger amount and giving it a nice even mix. So it starts with the butter and the sugar, and that's creamed together to give a nice even texture.
So the sugar is going in, perhaps maybe a couple of bags. And how many cookies will this make, Kieran?
This should make about 20 cookie rolls, and there's 6 cookies in each roll. We do use quite a bit of brown sugar in the recipe. It definitely helps with that chewiness of the cookie.
So Kieran, the chocolate chips are going in. There must be thousands of them.
So we do use a good quality Belgian chocolate in the cookies. It's the best quality chocolate you can get, really. It stays nice and soft in the cookie without melting through it.
Okay, so I'm just taking out a little bit of cookie dough here, and I have it in my hand, and it's like putty. Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous.
We try to get the roll as perfect as possible so that you get a consistent cookie, so that everyone is sharing the same cookie when they get it out of the oven. This is the classic milk chocolate chip flavor that'll be in the Aldi stores.
Okay, so we've got the oven on.
Just like a home oven, you'll have to preheat the oven to about 180 degrees, and then the cookies go in for 8 to 12 minutes, depending on your oven. And they come out perfect every single time. So we'll have 3 flavors in the Grow with Aldi program. We'll have the classic milk chocolate chip cookies, the triple chocolate chip cookies, which are my personal favorite, and the peanut butter and chocolate chip cookies.
Here are the cookies just out of the oven. I'm just gonna try them. This is Grow with Aldi, and we're looking at cookie dough with Kieran Fitzpatrick. Wow, they really are soft on the inside. I haven't had a cookie that good, perhaps since I was in the States some years ago.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you're getting that soft, chewy inside and then the crispy edge of the cookie. We're delighted to be able to supply a store like Aldi at this kind of scale. And the Grow with Aldi program has just made that happen, really.